This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. An environmental training session for livestock producers with confined animal feeding operations, also called CAFOs, is slated for this Wednesday, December 4th, at the Crossroads Convention Center in Huron. The day-long training meets the requirements of the 2017 General Water Permit and provides valuable information on environmental protection. SDSU Extension Swine Specialist Bob Toller has details of the training.
Basically, we cover everything from water quality and odor, how nutrition impacts manure, what things are involved in the permit, how manure impacts soil, nutrient levels, basically how we look at soil health, as well as some of the worksheets that producers will need to properly apply the manure.
Toller encourages producers who have not received CAFO training since 2017 to attend. In addition, he believes others will find value in the information, including manure applicators, interested citizens, and policymakers, such as county commissioners and zoning board members.
We cover everything that CAFOs impact: air quality, water quality, soil levels, and all those things. And so as permits come through a county, you know, be it for a beef feedlot, a dairy, a poultry operation, a swine operation, those policymakers can understand from an unbiased source how the environment and odor and water are protected.
For all the details and to register for the December 4th CAFO Environmental Training, visit the Events tab at extension.sdstate.edu.